If you're looking to do a bit of reading, this might be something that you might be interested in. The dried fruits industry has been operating in Sunraysia since the 1890s, and over those 130 years, it's faced good times and challenges as well. These are discussed in a book called Out to Dry, The Growth and Decline of Sunraysia's Dried Fruit Industry. Kelly Hollingworth caught up with the author, Dick Johnston, to find out about how dried fruit started growing in the region of the Sunraysia.
With the very early Chaffey settlement, there was a vision of growing fruit, but the transport to the population centres was very limited. There was no railway. The navigation on the paddle boats was limited to certain months only. So having grown fruit, they looked to a method of getting it so that it could be marketed over a period to a consumer base, and that's really what prompted the drying.
These days, watering is something that can be done to crops year-round. It was a very different scenario in the early days. I can't believe reading your book that these vines were getting watered four times a year.
Indeed they were, and of course their productivity was very low too. In our own family's case, there was a significant area of vines, and yet their productivity was a fraction of what we can get from a smaller area these days. It demonstrates the value of the research that's been done in this region and the productivity gains that have been made.
The industry's deregulated now. If you grew grapes, you could sell them to any of the packers, and it's then their job to find a home for them, a market for them. How has it evolved over the years?
Well, certainly the growers controlled the industry through their main organisations. The marketing boards all had a majority of grower representation, and the marketing system was largely contingent on the complicity and support of the packers. At any stage, any one of those packers could have pulled out of the orderly marketing system and it wouldn't have functioned as well. However, it was in their own interests and the growers' interests to remain as a coherent, well-organised and regulated industry at that particular time in our history.
When the industry was at its peak, what volumes of fruit were being grown?
One of the biggest crops was in 1944 when our country was still at war. And we grew over 20,000 tonnes of currants. We had grown at times over 14,000 tonnes of raisins. But the last of the big crops was in 1992 when the aggregate of the three main drying varieties exceeded 100,000 tonnes. It's certainly declined since that period. But it was a big industry, and on the world stage, it was a major producer.
Prices have fluctuated. That was impacted by a lot of things. Sometimes it was global supply and demand. Government policies played a role, and trade deals over the time. As someone who's been involved in the industry, are there things that you're wishing hadn't changed?
There have been major influences on the marketing conditions for the product, and they're irreversible, so there's no point in wishing that they're any different. It's the stark reality of what the industry operates in today.
The quality of the crop is very heavily influenced by the weather, but it's certainly not hand-picked or needs as much labour as it certainly did back in the old days. Are they changes that were for the better in terms of lowering the cost of production?
For the greater part of its history, the industry had an enormous investment in research, and it had the good fortune to reap the rewards of that investment. And today we have plants, improved planting material that have resistance to pests and disease. They are highly productive. They tolerate differences in water quality. So that together with the capability of being able to mechanise the harvest has given the growers the opportunity for enormous productivity gains. And so the remaining industry is very, very different to the one that I started off in. If I were to turn the clock back, I would not wish to grow fruit in the way I did when we started in 1961.
You are retired now, but I'm sure you still keep a very close eye on the industry and how it's going. What do you think the future holds?
Well, it's not for me to tell the future. I'm very strong of the view that the destiny of the dried fruits industry is in the hands of the people that now operate in it. I've seen too long people that have passed their use-by date taking a stance. But we do have some very good young people still within the industry, and the future of the industry is in their hands because they are able to adapt to this new world which we all have to operate into.
That's Dick Johnstone, whose new book called Out to Dry, The Growth and Decline of Sunraysia's Dried Fruit Industry, has been launched today at the Mildura Field Days.